Okay, I'm changing the order, obviously. We already did the prayer, so we are moving on to our scripture, and I'm changing that. I want to read for you John chapter 1, another Christmas gospel reading. We read Luke chapters 1 and 2 last night, and many of you were here. So this morning I want to turn to the Gospel of John and share a few thoughts for Christmas meditation. But those of you in the Pew Bible, what page do we find John chapter 1? 1645. 1645. If you want to turn to it there. Special Christmas gospel word. John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to the world, to every man, was coming into the world. He was in the world, though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not out of natural descent or of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning Him. He cries out, saying, "This is He of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because He was before me.' From the fullness of His grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made Him known." This morning I was thinking perhaps we'd share a message that would catch the kids and everyone. I was thinking of gifts and giving for Christmas. And in this passage it says, "From the fullness of God's grace, we have all received one blessing after another." The blessing of God's great gifts of grace and truth, the gift of His Son. And it reminds me of our Christmas tradition of giving. Giving gifts fashioned after God's gift to us. We give out of His blessing in our lives. And I want you to think back for a minute about your favorite Christmas gift that you've ever received. It may be this year. Or your least favorite gift down over the years. You don't have to share your least favorite gift, but I remember growing up, I'd get some great stuff, but I'd also be opening socks, underwear. "Oh, great, thanks, Mom." It's kind of hard to pretend to be that excited over that. But anyhow, my mom was always very practical, and I'd get clothes. But, right, can anybody relate to that? There you go. But your favorite gift, it may be this year, or one of your favorites. You don't have to narrow it down. But what do you think? What was one of your favorite gifts down through the years. Anybody want to share? Yes, Chip?
A bicycle.
A bicycle. Exactly. Do you remember what kind it was?
No?
I have a picture. You know what? I was thinking about how to show that on... Mine was also a bicycle. A red racer, Schwinn racer. 24-inch. I finally got tall enough to have a 24-inch bicycle. And so I have a picture that my sister put on Facebook or shared with the world of me on my bike back when I was probably, 10 or so? I don't remember when I got tall enough. But anyhow, yeah, I can relate to that. Who else? Nancy? A baby doll with a carriage. Yes. She said mama. I know. My sister got Penny Playpal. Anybody remember Penny Playpal doll? She was about this tall. I think she was as tall as my sister when she got it. Patty. I used to remember these things. Yeah, well, that was her gift. Okay, yes. Your grandson was born on Christmas Eve. What a great... He turned how much? Wow, 17. That's awesome. Is it a good thing for kids to be born around Christmas? I mean... Yeah, now... Tomorrow... Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday. Wow. Yeah, I know. You kind of lose out on all the presents if they're all... Well, anyhow. Lynn? Wow. A Honda mini bike. How old were you then? 40? Huh. So great. Okay, Judy? Wow, and that started, look what that started. He was 2 and he was already with Mr. Microphone singing Beatles and Beach Boys. Okay, great. Anybody else? Yeah, Tom? Yeah. That would have been a good text for this sermon this morning, if I would have thought of that. That's great. Yeah, I like it. Thanks, Tom. Pam? Phantom of the Opera. Was that this year? Oh. Did that work? Okay. See that? Some of you single guys need to take notes. Okay, yes. The birth of Jesus. Amen. That's the greatest gift. I totally like it. Thanks, Brian. Anybody else? Yes. Wow. Were you married then? Oh, my goodness. What a setup. Now, none of us can top that. That is so great. Yes, Lydia. A jungle gym inside your bedroom. There you go. Yeah, that's a result of the eggnog from the night before, in case you didn't hear. Whoa. Yeah, honey, I thought we were supposed to put that outside. Anyhow. Well, as we think of God's great gifts to us, I want to use the Christmas tree actually as kind of a model of God's gifts, an object lesson for the kids or the kids of any age. But as we think about how God has blessed us, the Christmas tree, first of all, is a great symbol of His blessings in our lives. Tradition has it that Martin Luther, the father of the Protestant movement, the Protestant Reformation, Protestant churches, back in the 16th century, chopped down a tree. He was kind of trying to take some pagan customs and Christianize, sanctify them, and so forth. Brought an evergreen tree to remind his family that God gives us life that is evergreen. The evergreens, the wreath and the tree, remind us of God's life that He gives us. Eternal life, abundant life. The Bible says, I have come that you may have life, and that more abundantly. And the Christmas tree is a symbol of that. It came over to America through the German traditions, supposedly, this is what I hear, anyhow. And such a great symbol. The Christmas tree reminds us of Jesus. In fact, there's another tree in the Scripture, tree called Calvary, that gives us life. Jesus brought us life by His death on the cross. And a tree called Calvary. Sometimes we don't like to think about that tree, but that's precious to the gospel message. And it's through that tree that we receive life. But that reminds us of another tree. Actually, the tree, there were two trees in the beginning in the Garden of Eden. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil provided a predicament. Provided a predicament for Adam and Eve. Obedience or disobedience, taking of the fruit of that tree, brought death. Brought, yes, the knowledge of good and evil. But out of disobedience. And after that, they were forbidden to eat of the tree of life. But the good news is, the paradise, the tree of paradise, in the beginning, is also the tree of life, the tree of another garden, a new heavens, a new earth, a garden in the New Jerusalem. In the end of the, what starts in the first pages of the Bible ends with the tree of life, and its leaves are for the healing of nations. What a great image that is, that God gives us this life. And our Christmas trees are a great reminder that God has come to give us eternal life. That's what Christmas is all about. Jesus was born that we might live forever with Him. Well, on this Christmas tree is the reminder of the gift of life, abundant and eternal. But also on this tree, one of the most prominent things are its lights. And Martin Luther, according to tradition, set candles on the tree to remind us that Jesus is the light of the world. And on the top, the star of Bethlehem, perhaps, or reminding us of the true star of Christmas, Jesus Himself. You know, we talk about luminaries, we talk about stars in our culture, movie stars or rock stars. But the one who is most to be celebrated, celebrity, the most to be shining in this dark world, is Jesus Himself. He is the true star of Christmas. And He should receive prominence on the top of the tree. But there are lower lights. There are lesser lights, and I like to think of the lower lights as you and I. As we look at the tree, we're reminded that, yes, Jesus is the light of the world who came. He is the light of life, as I read in John chapter 1, but He also has called us to be lights in the world, the salt of the earth, the light in the world, that we might shine and draw people to the star, the true light. And so, as we look at the twinkling lights or the non-twinkling lights or whatever's up there, anyhow, it's such a great reminder that we can shine in this dark world. In the midst of shadows, we can reflect and shine the light of Jesus Christ as His representatives, as His witness, as John was back in that first day. He came to bear witness to the light, John chapter 1 says. And so we have that marvelous privilege. God came to give us the gift of light. Light, truth, holiness, righteousness, His glory, shining in and through us. What a great gift that is. The gift of life. The gift of light. And one more, the gift of His love. For God so loved the world that He gave. And as I look at all the ornaments on the tree, I believe that the tradition continues that Martin Luther hung fruit like apples on the tree, and Jesus redeemed the first pear on the ground that took the apple or whatever fruit that was. Anyhow, now Jesus has given us repairing the curse. He has given us life, but He's also shared His love with us. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, beginning with love, joy, peace, patience. And He says, if you remain in Me, you will bear much fruit. And as we look at the Christmas tree and the Christmas ornaments, we're reminded of all His great gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit that He gives to us to share with one another. What a great gift that is. Out of His love, He enables us to love one another and show ourselves to be His disciples. The Christmas tree is a reminder of all of His gifts of grace. We're blessed over and over and over and over again. And I am thankful for all of you this Christmas as together we generate a bright light. We tell the world of the life of our Lord and Savior, the true life, the way, the truth, and the life, and share His love with one another and with all those to whom we come in contact. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for these precious symbols that are so significant at this time of year, for the lights, for the ornaments, for the tree itself that points to You. Lord, we pray that all that we do, all that we represent today and throughout this year might draw people, might communicate who You are in our lives. We thank You for these opportunities of witness. And for this great day, we thank You for being among us, with us, and present here. In Jesus' name, amen.